You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Good Friday to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this morning. 888-900-9966. SteveGruber.com. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. But our next guest there as well, at Jeff A. Steyer on Twitter. He is senior fellow at the Consumer Choice Center with a recent piece you can find at spectator.org. EPA controversy is politics polluted. Is the name of it. Jeff Steyer with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Scott.
Thank you for coming back on the program. Again, spectator.org is where people can find the piece from a couple of days ago. Scott Pruitt, the EPA director. Let's start with this. Almost unequivocally, I think Nikki Haley has been a fantastic choice, but in terms of direct cabinet positions, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better selection thus far than Scott Pruitt at EPA.
Well, he is certainly doing what he and what the Trump campaign promised, which is to kind of deconstruct the regulatory state while still protecting the environment. They're using science. They're bringing transparency back. They're recognizing the cost versus the benefit of regulation. You know, if we're going to improve the air by some inconsequential amount, and cost jobs or take away a useful product from consumers, you have to weigh those costs when regulating. And all too often we have seen, and certainly in the previous administration and even in Republican administrations at the EPA, that there's really very little consideration of the cost of these regulations and weighing them against the benefits, as minimal as sometimes they are and as sometimes hard to predict, as you know, we always want to have less pollution, but what is the cost of that? And where do you draw the line and say, hey, what about the quality of life? What about jobs? What about the human condition? Can we be better if they use certain chemicals where we can't absolutely say there's zero risk, but we know that there are real benefits, whether it's in whether it's in aerospace or whether it's in medicine, whether it's in a convenience for our everyday lives, like having products that are non-stick pans. So many of the chemicals that the great people of Michigan help produce are products that the left, that the environmental movement wants to not only regulate, but eliminate.
Jeff, we'll get back to some of the big accomplishments thus far under Scott Pruitt at EPA, but the point of the piece, the thrust of the piece, is about this big blowback from the left and the media on Scott Pruitt. There's some waste, perhaps, that deserves to be scrutinized, but there's a whole lot of this that is just political in nature. You're Jeff Steyer. Scott Pruitt has been so effective that those who oppose him want to see him gone, and this is a way to get to it.
That's right. My colleague Yael Ostrowski and I did a piece for The Spectator, and we took a look at this controversy. It's been all over the headlines in the past few weeks that there's this real effort to oust Scott Pruitt, allegedly because he's flying around first class, and he put in an expensive, secure phone line, and he's being reckless with taxpayer dollars. And that's an argument that got my attention because as a libertarian who supports less government, I wanted to know what this was all about because I thought he was doing all these good things. And as my colleague and I investigated it, we found that there was really no there. For instance, this travel scandal, this first-class travel scandal, and it really plays, I think, is an effort to play to the Trump base to say, hey, this is a guy from who's supposed to be like us, who doesn't want to spend too much money, but look at what he's doing. He's treating himself differently. That's not what this is supposed to be about. Well, we looked a little bit deeper, and you know, there were some threats against Scott Pruitt and his family. And these were not all, you know, empty threats on Twitter. There was a postcard that he got from a museum in Boston. There were postcards coming in from India that said things like, you're going to face a painful death, we mean it, things like that. And his security personnel at the EPA, people who predated the Trump administration, professional security experts, warned the administrator and advised him to take steps to ensure his security, because we wrote in the piece that the EPA is used to getting threats, but they usually come in the form of letters from law firms threatening litigation. Now these are actual threats on his life. And he took steps to travel more safely. There were people coming after him, enraged people. And Democrat senators, the New York Post and the Washington Post have been reporting this story breathlessly. And the Democrat senators, when putting out press releases, they put the word threat in scare quotes to say, well, it wasn't
I've
a real
that.
Threat. Did they learn anything from the June 2017 shooting, less than a year ago, of Republican members of Congress at the softball game where Steve Scalise almost lost his life, and the person who did it was one of these crazed people on Twitter who, you know, he was making threats, he was saying things, he was upset by, he was a big Bernie Sanders supporter, and he hated, quote, hated conservatives, and he hated President Trump. And we know there's a lot of that out there, and that happens on both sides, but they actually do sometimes shoot people, not all of them. But they can be dangerous. There's a very small minority of them that are really enraged. So to take security precautions is a wise thing. And the fact that these Democrat members of the Senate are poo-pooing these threats and saying it was abuse to take security into account when traveling is really it goes beyond the pale in terms of civil society. We want our EPA administrator to be protected regardless of our politics. At least I would think. I didn't think much of the Obama administration's EPA. They were certainly involved in lots of scandals. You may recall the administrator had set up an email address to avoid Freedom of Information Act laws, so they weren't transparent. But I don't know of any conservatives who went around trying to kill her. And if they did, she should have had protection. I would have wanted her to have protection.
Jeff Steyer, find more. We're just plumb out of time in the segment. Spectator.org, EPA controversy is politics polluted. Jeff Steyer's piece at spectator.org. You can also find him on Twitter, at Jeff A. Steyer. Jeff, thanks so much for jumping on this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott. And Sunday, this coming Sunday, is Earth Day. Look for a piece we'll have out on FoxNews.com on Sunday.
There you go. Look for it. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals when you're dealing with the IRS or the state of Michigan. Chris McLatcher will be there for you. Log on with your Michigan area code, then tax.com, 989-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com, 734-TAX.com. President has been tweeting. We'll let you know what he had to say. And also chat with Josh Tolley. He's one of the world's top 100 business trainers. That's next. Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.